Okay, Rabbi Isai, it's time to start. We are up to Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are up to Ukur Bihuda B'Maisim Leitanan. So to find it, we go to the Taisis Loi Amru, go across, and move up 1, 2, 3 lines. Taisis Loi Amru, you go to Taisis Loi Amru on Nun Dalet Amud Beis 54b. And move up 3 lines. Frank the Gemara. Right. We said before, I believe it was Rabbanan Barava, that we paskin like a mayor by Meiser Sheni, because we have a Stam Mishnah that says like a mayor. But the problem is that we also have a Stam Mishnah that says like a Yehuda. So once you have a Stam on one side and one Stam on the other side, how do you know who to pick? Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda by Meiser Leitanan. We don't have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, but now we learned. Hapoy the Meiser Sheni Shaloim, Meiser Valoch HaMishisai. Halacha is that if you redeem your Meiser Sheni, you have to add 25%. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, when the Torah talks about Chaimish, the Torah does not mean add 20%, which is a fifth. The Torah means add 25%, which is a fifth of the new total. If I have 4 pieces of cake and I add 1, I'm adding 25%, but now the 1 piece is a fifth of my 5 pieces that I now have. So when the Torah said add a fifth, the Torah means a fifth of the new total. You add 25%, so you have 125%, and 25% is a fifth of 125%. Now, so it says, if you redeem your Meiser Sheni, you have to add a chaymish. That's a pasuk. Bein mishalai, whether the grain grew in your field, bein shenitlai b'matana, or if somebody gave you the grain as a present, the Meiser Sheni as a present, the Meiser Sheni is now considered yours, and you have to redeem it and add a chaymish. Let me explain this halacha. If Reuven has a field, let's say we don't like Reuven in this year, Shimon has a field, and he wants to redeem the Meiser Sheni of the crops that grew in his field, he has to be Meiser V'Chemish. What happens if Levi redeems Shimon's Meiser Sheni? He does not have to add a Chemish. Chemish is only the owner, not any other person. What happens if Shimon gave it to Levi as a present? This is what this Mishnah says. So it's considered Levi's, and Levi would have to add a Chemish. If Levi redeems it while it belongs to Shimon, he doesn't have to add 25%. If Levi redeems it after he received it as a present from Shimon, he does. The Navkamina is, if Levi redeems it when it still belongs to Shimon, right, it's not his Meiser Sheni. When Levi redeems it after he got it as a present, it's his Meiser Sheni, and he has to add a chaymish. Now the Mishnah talks about giving a present. According to a mayor, you cannot give Meiser Sheni as a present. It's not yours. It's Mamon Gavaya. The fact that the Mishnah discusses giving Meiser Sheni as a present is indicative that the Mishnah is going like a Yehuda. Mani, Ilemer a mayor, can he give it as a present? Whoever Meiser Mamon Gavaya, he says Meiser belongs to Hashem. Elala, Rabbi Yehuda. So here we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So why did you paskin like Rabbi Meir? Because you have a Stam Mishnah. I have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, the Elam Rabbi Meir. That Mishnah of a present is going like Rabbi Meir. But we're talking about, welcome to Maeskinon, from the Yov Nahale Betivle. Savar Matana Shlai Hormo Kamishlai Hormo Damian. Two things that have to be understood for this answer. The present was given before the Meiser Sheni was separated. Therefore, at that point, it was not Meiser Sheni. So you can give it as a present. That means Shimon gave Levi a present of Tevo, which belongs to Shimon, and he gave it to Levi. Now, the problem is, in the Tevo lies the potential Meiser Sheni. There's a machloikis throughout Chas, and we're going to have it a few times in this Masechta. Whether we view Tevel that has the Meiser Sheni in it as the Meiser Sheni is already there, unclarified, or we view it that the Meiser Sheni does not exist. That is a machloikis if Matana Shaloi Hormu kami shohor mudamyan, and lav kami shohor mudamyan. When we view, when we have tevel, how do we view the unseparated matanis to the kayan and to the levi and to maisha sheni that lie, that's the correct verb I want, that are in this tevel? Do I say they're unclarified but separated? Or do I say it's no shaykhus? There is no truma, there is no maisha, there's nothing. It doesn't exist. It's tevel. So if you hold matana shleihormu kamishuhormu damyan, so whenever Shimon would give Levi a present of tevel, he's also giving him a present of maisha sheni. Because in this tevel lies maisha sheni, which he has no right to give as a present. And therefore, the maisha sheni part, which will be later clarified, does not belong to Levi, according to Meir, because that part is not presentable. Mashein kein, if that's the correct verb, if you can't give it as a present, it's not presentable. Mashein kein, if you hold matana shloihormu kamisha loihormu damyan, so this is no shaychus to maisha sheni at this point, it's pure tevel, and tevel belongs to you. And therefore, you can give it to somebody else. So when the Mishnah says, Mishnah didn't leave a matana, it doesn't mean you gave the Maisha Sheni as matana, because the Mishnah is going like Rameyer, like the other Stam Mishnah that went like Rameyer. And when it says, didn't leave a matana, it's referring to you gave the Tevel as matana. And even that would depend on how you view Tevel. Matana Shleihormu Kamishahormu, or Matana Shleihormu Kamishahormu. Do we view the Tevel as having it in it, the potential of Maisha Sheni, and therefore whatever gets clarified later was already, shot is, it was already in there, and that part couldn't be given as a present? Or do we say, no, this is Tevel, there's no Maisha Sheni in it, and you can give it as a present? Dr. Ashi, Mishaloi Shehifrish Mikiriyoi, he separated from his pile. Ben Shenitinloi B'matana, Kasal Kedai Teklacha Shehifrish Nitinloi. We think at this point that you gave the Maisha Sheni after you separated it. Tani, Maisim Chaimish, the Shaloi, who was considered his, the Karina Baim Go, you go Ishmi Masarai, the Pasik of redeeming your own Maisar applies. Baman Gavayahu, Play Matsi Yoav Lane, you can't give it to him. The Havale Zesh Nitin Loki Lane, the Shaloi. And the guy who got it, it doesn't belong to him. Baim Maisim Chaimish, Allah Bailam, the Karina Baim Maisar, it's not his Maisar. Pikasover. The Ikil Amandi Amar, there is a Amandi Amar Ba'alma elsewhere. That says Kavisha Hormudamya, that we view Tevel as if it already had the separated part. View Sphere Lane, he holds, calls Mashlehurum Lab Mama Gavayu. As long as it wasn't separated, I'm sorry, View Sphere Lane calls Mashlehurum Lab Mama Gavayu. This Mandiyama here holds that it's not considered Mama Gavayu, the ain't shame Meister Olive Leklum. So Rashi, when he says V'iyu, is going in Aaron Kamar, meaning there's a Mandiyama, and it says Kamisha Hormu. However, this Mandiyama, this Mishnah holds Shloi Hormu, and therefore it's not considered Maisa. Doctor, you have a question? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we seem to be taking a very simple thing, something I find confusing. To use an example you used a few weeks ago, if I'm sitting at your table, and I have a piece of bread, and the person next to me is out of breath, and I'm going to say, I can't rip his ass.
Of course you can.
My wife, not mine, it's yours.
Hold on a second. I'm allowed to let you eat my things.
Right. You're allowed to let me eat the things, but I can't share it.
I have no idea. You should see me, doctor.
If it belongs to you, I can't share it with someone else by what we're saying in the Gemara.
Let me step back. Shimon has Maisha Sheni.
Right.
He takes it to Yerushalayim. He can invite a whole Olam to sit down and eat the food. Because he has a right to eat it and a right to let other people eat it. That's the halacha.
One second.
That definitely mutter 100%. Even if it doesn't belong to him, even if it's Mamon Gavaya, but the Torah gave the owner the right of eating it and the right of sharing it, as far as tis, that he's letting people share. Now, but it never becomes theirs. If you hold, now you're redeeming it. There's a special gzeres hakasav, the owners pay more than non-owners. So if I gave the Maisa Sheni as a present, that's the Lashon HaMishnah. and now I'm in Tzvat, and I gave the Maaser Sheni as a present, and he's redeeming it. Is he redeeming something that he does not own? It never grew in his field. It's not his Maaser. Or is he redeeming something that he now owns? The Mishnah said he's considered the owner of the Maaser Sheni, as far as that it's considered his Maaser that he has to redeem and pay a fifth. Which means that somebody transferred something that made it his. More, now, if you learn that you can't transfer Maaser Sheni, I can let you eat it, but it's never yours. The Torah said it's mine only vis-a-vis the Chaimish because it grew in my field. But I can't transfer that without the power of giving a present. I can let you eat it, but you're eating my Maaser. Meaning it's not mine either, it's Mam and Gevaya. But the Torah said, since it grew in my field, I am considered, for Chaimish purposes, the owner. But that's only because the Torah said it, not because anybody transferred it to me. If it's not mine, I can't transfer it. So the Gemara's answer is, it was transferred before it became Maaser Sheni.
I'm still unclear about the sharing it.
You can eat my food, doesn't mean it becomes yours. Yes. If you hold my punish loyal can be joyful. Loyal. If you hold it's Kamisha Hormu, the Maaser Sheni part can be transferred. Listen, this happens all the time. At least in the Gemara's time, in the Mishnah, wherever it is. You have a field, you grew Maaser Sheni. I have a field, and I grew Maaser Sheni. I say to you, let's make a deal. You redeem mine, I'll redeem yours. We save 25%. We separated it already. It's Maaser Sheni. No mir humor loy humo.
Oh, so separated.
Very different. I'm not giving it to the guy. I'm saying, please redeem my Maaser Sheni.
That makes it now...
Nothing. It makes it not Maaser Sheni.
The mice goes to
Maaser Sheni, exactly.
And that they're cooling to who?
To my me. It's my grain. Grew my field.
But he redeemed it.
He did you a favor.
They're not swapping the Maaser Sheni.
They're swapping the right to redeem. Right. I'm saving you 25%. You're saving me 25%.
That's totally legal,
according to the Torah. Whether you hold Masa Gavaya, Mamanhaj, it makes no difference. Dr. Gavaya Bhaj. Fact of Gavaya. The Tashima. Again, we're going to try to prove that there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbanan Bahava Paskin like Rameh because of a Stam Mishnah. And what's bothering us is their Stam Mishnah is the other way, so why did he pick that one? Tashma. I played the net to revise Shalai.
That's why, because of the Stam Mishnah, that's why I passed on Rameir?
That's what he said. But you go back, Amar Abad Abahava, Allah and Rameir B'Maiser, Hoyo V'Sasam Lantana Kavase. That's what he said. Tashma. I played the net to revise Shalai. Somebody has a fourth-year crop. And I started this sugi, I mentioned that sometimes all I'm holding applies to all trees. Arla applies to all trees. The fourth year's obligation to bring Jerusalem or to redeem only applies to machlokes. Some say it only applies to grapes, and some say it applies to all trees. That's why some mishnas will use the words kerem ravai, and some mishnas will use the words neta ravai, because some are referring to only vineyards, and some are saying all trees. Now, the Gemara says, that the Mandamin says, Netzer Ravai is Gairus everywhere, Netzer Ravai. And the Mandamin says, Kerem Ravai is Gairus everywhere, Kerem Ravai. Because each Mandamin wants all the Tanoim to hold like him. But, in the Mishnahs that we have, some say Kerem and some say Netzer. So we're not going to change it here. That's not our job. What?
Arla would be on all trees.
Arla is on all trees. Pasuk says so. The fourth year crop is a machloikis, but it only goes on vineyards or also goes on all trees. That's why before we talked about kerem ravai in that Mishnah, and now we're using the word neta ravai. And I mentioned that at the beginning because that's a machloikis, I'm a roim, I believe, whether all trees are chayav and neta ravai or not. In chutz la'aretz, we don't worry about ravai by any tree except by a grape. Because in chutz, the halacha is that we always passing like the mekel b'chutz la'aretz. In any mitzvah which applies in Eretz Yisrael and also applies to chutz la'aretz, like arla, ravai, is only mekel b'aretz halacha k'maisa b'chutz la'aretz. So I think we apply it to vineyards, I'm not sure, but we don't apply it to any other tree for sure not. Arla does apply. Arla applies to all trees. Again, if I understand correctly, and I'm sure people can correct me here, most trees don't even produce fruit the first 3 years. So rarely do you have an arla tree. I think grapes do grow during the first 3 years, and therefore I think you can have arla grapes more frequently. I think if you plant an apple tree, it will not grow apples the first 3 years. I think when you plant an esrog tree, it will not grow esrogim the first 3 years. Unless you're taking a branch of an old tree and replanting it, then you would have a problem. But usually, if you plant the seed, by the time the thing produces fruit, you're an old man. You burn it.
In America also.
I have no idea. I told you I never had arla in America, so I can't tell you.
And
the kerem ravai is supposed to be redeemed. I don't know what happens. I don't know if it happens to me. I honestly don't know that local of myself. Anyway, back to this gemara. Tashma pointed neta ravai shaloi, vaisim arlo chamishisoi. Again, kerem ravai is like meiser. Neta ravai is like meiser. You redeem your own, you have to add a fifth. That was based on Ushita, right? Yesh loy chaymish, but yesh loy beer. Beisham I argued. But that was based on Ushita. Bein mishaloi, whether it grew in his field, bein shenitin loy b'matana. Now here, there's no tevo. This is not something that you could have given a present as tevo. There is no tevo. It grows as kerem ravai. And yet it says nitin loy b'matana. According to a mayor, it's mama gavaya. How can you give it as a present? Zokta Gemara, Mani, Eli Miramei, Mivatsi Havle, Vagami Kaidish Kaidish Mi Meister. He holds kerem ravai like Meister. Now, again, by Meister we had an out. He gave it to him before he separated it. There is no before separation by kerem ravai, by Natta Ravai. It grows as Natta Ravai. So how could you give a present? Elala Rabbi Yehuda. Here's a stop Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Lailam Ramei. No, this could be like Ramei. Can the yov lay? Welcome, my skin. Can the yov kishu smother? The like Reb Yosi, dame smother asip neishu pri. Neta ravai only becomes neta ravai when it reaches the stage of growth that it's called a fruit. There's a machloekes tanoim. At what point do things call the fruit? How big do they have to be that the Torah would consider it a fruit? Rabbi Yossi says the size of smadar, which is rather very small. The other Tana says it has to be bigger than that. If you learn like the other Tana, you can have neta ravai growing, but it's still not neta ravai because it hasn't reached the stage of fruit. So you gave it to him as a present at that point. So therefore, at that point, the present works. It's like tevo. It's not tevo, but it's like the stage before it becomes usher. So therefore, you gave it. Now, according to Rabbi Yaisi, there is no such stage, because before it grows at all, you can't give it as a present. Teret says it has to start growing. But according to Rabbi Yaisi, as soon as it starts growing, it's already a fruit. But if you don't hold on to Rabbi Yaisi, you can have it growing somewhat and not be a fruit. So at that point, it's not natural ravai. It's transferable, even according to a mayor. Again, I'm not getting about. All I'm saying is, I'm going to send at what point do we classify this as a fruit? Very small. Again, I don't know what Archco calls smother.
Budding.
I'm sorry. Again, it's a stage in the growth of the grape, but very small. Rashi. The gummer kaidish kaidish high tana gummer me mice is like gummer kaidish for ten. That's a reviving nulla. If he doesn't learn it out, there wouldn't be a kaidish for that. It's a big shayla in halacha. Alma mice and I mean it matan of Rabbi Yehuda. Shusmadim shanavim nikarim la'achar shanavu aperach. The flower falls off, whatever it is there, and it starts being recognizable. The kavash malan calls man shusmadar yochel nusakim matan. He considers it already a fruit at that stage. It's already included in the pasuk that says the fruit is arla. Right? It has to be a fruit. What is a fruit? Is a machlokes tanoim the size of a fruit? And if you don't learn like Rabbi Yaisi, it does not turn arla or revai till it hits a certain size.
A certain time frame?
I have no idea. I'm not in the agriculture business. I don't know. The Mishnah says size. Now, if size depends on time, I would assume it has something to do with time. Like little babies are smaller, and as time goes on, they grow bigger. Right? So I assume little fruit are early, and as time goes on, the fruit grows bigger. I assume that's what happens.
Cut off.
Well, so? Maybe he gave it to him as a plant. Why can't he give it to him as a plant?
Is that also considered?
Well, once it hits the size of a fruit, it's not to revive. Even if it's mechuber to the tree, it's not to revive.
Well.
We're talking about whether he's mechuber matnas anim. We said he's not mechuber matnas anim if you hold this mama gavaya. We had that earlier. Yes, doctor.
If I recall correctly, smutter in referring to is at a stage where the juice of the fruit is very sharp, very.
Again, I'm not arguing with you. I don't know. All I'm saying is Rashi says it's the earliest stage of the recognizability of the grape.
But I was exactly. But also, one of the other aspects is it has not yet started to so it's not sweet at all.
Could be.
There is bear juice, which is squeezed very immature grapes.
Could be. Again, I don't know when the Rabbanan say. I mean, it's a fairish in the Mishnah. I just didn't look it up. When the Rabbanan say it becomes a fruit, at what stage? You for sure don't need a full grown grape. Question is, how much do you need? I have to guess, if I remember, and this is relying on memory, which is not so good by me, the size of a grape, is according to the Rabbanan, is pul halavan, a white the size of a bean, which is greater than some other. But again, this is all trying to recall from memory.
Can you pre-pray that while it's still growing?
Why not?
I would think it has to be cut off like any other matna.
Maybe not. I don't know. We can give it as a present. Why not? We're going to bring another rye, but it's not Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe chemenu meiser b'sela. V'lai hispik livdaisei atshabed b'shtayim. I did Baruch Meiser a favor, and I redeemed his meiser, and it was worth a sela at the time that I took his meiser. Meaning, I didn't redeem it yet. I said, give it to me, and I'll redeem it. I'm allowed to redeem your miser. We've mentioned that before. Right. And, I'm sorry? Again, the value of the fruit. How do you redeem something? It's value.
Right, it's totally in the market value.
Yeah, well, how do you figure out something's worth? When you picked it up from me to do the redemption, you gave me, it was worth a sella. But you never got around to actually doing the redeeming, and the price went up. The question becomes, what price do you have to pay? Zokta Mishnah, nice and sella, mistaker besella. You only have to pay a sella because it became yours at the point when you took it, right? And mistaker besela, meaning hold on, let me explain.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, you took somebody else's Maaser Sheni and you were going to redeem it. That fact itself doesn't prove that you became yours, because you can redeem somebody else's Maaser Sheni without it becoming yours. The mayor agrees. But what happened here is, it was worth a seller, and you took it as worth a seller, but you never got around to redeeming it till it's worth two. The question is, how much money do you owe the original owner? So it says you only have to give him a seller, because that's what it cost when you took it. And you gain the seller, meaning you now have something worth two slot. Now when you redeem it, you're going to have to pay two slot. But the bottom line is, it's yours. You paid the seller, and you got it. And now it's worth two, you made money. Now you have something that's worth more. The problem is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Meir never becomes yours. So why are you paying a seller? What are you gaining? It's redemption, it's not buying. It's clear here that we're viewing this as a transaction. I picked up your Maaser Sheni, I pay you what it's worth at the time I picked it up, and then I redeem it at its current value. But what do you mean I picked it up and I paid for it? That must mean Maaser Mamon Hedjet. Because if Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavaya, you don't pay for Maaser. You pick it up, you redeem it, and it has nothing to do with making money or not making money. You pay the original owner a seller, mistaka b'seller, Maaser Sheni shaloi, and it's your Maaser Sheni. Now, mani, ilam Rabbi Yehuda Meir, am I mistaka b'seller? But nothing is a kestav akamlai. What'd you gain? You don't pay the guy anything, right? It's what's the name? It belongs to Hegdish. And even if you want to learn that for some reason you want to pay him, you would pay him the price at the time of redemption, because it's not, you're not buying it. There's no buying involved here. Must be a little of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a Stam Mishnah, it's clearly like Rabbi Yehuda. So to Gemara, you're right. L'aylam Rabbi Yehuda, v'achichat stama, v'achichat stama. We'll get to that answer in a minute. Let's catch up with Rashi. Moshe Chemenu Ishmi Chaveri, nice and sell of a Kunas Hamaiser. When you did the Mashiach, you acquired it. We don't say it got more expensive while it still belonged to the first guy, and that you would have to pay the first guy too. It says you have to add a fifth, and then you get it. The regular kinyanim don't work by hegdish. Hegdish is the only thing that talks is money. Dr. Gemara, there's a difference. Remeir's Mishnah is repeated twice in Shas. And since it's repeated it twice in Shas, it has more value than the Mishnah that's like Rabbi Yehuda that's only one time in Shas. In one case, it's one stam, and the other case, there are two stammas. So trashy. He repeated it twice to Karim Ravai. That's repeated twice. So it's a stronger stam than the stam of one. Frek the Gemara. If stam is stam, since one doesn't make a difference once or twice. So the Mefarshim speak out. It's not like it's two different Mishnahs like Rameir. The same Mishnah repeated it twice. So because he repeated it twice, therefore what? Zakti Gemara, you're right. Masechtas Idiyos is known as Bechirasa. I guess our scroll will translate it the chosen ones.
Choice.
Choice ones. Because what happens is the Masechtas it is every Tana recounts what he heard from his Rebbeim. Idias means testimony. This is the testimony of different Tanoim about all different subjects. Mishnayos and Idias have a certain higher, I don't know what word to use, because it's an Idias. Therefore, if I have a Stam and Idias and a Stam and another Masechta, the Stam and Idias is stronger. Because Idias is the Masechta of choice. Because we got straight testimony from exact people from other Rebbeim. Zuck Rashi. We like the Paschal like Masechtas Idias because it is a compilation of direct testimony from Tanoim. And therefore, a Mishnah that's written there automatically is considered a stronger Stam than a Mishnah listed elsewhere. Yes, Doctor.
Rabbi Foreman brings up something rather unsettling, which it's actually in three places. It's also in Peah, which makes one wonder if we have the same set of Mishnayos.
I wouldn't worry about it. All the Mishnah wanted to say is there's more times it's repeated.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, but that's the truth.
It's a metaphor for multiple times.
That's the truth.
The two remainers were
just... Rabbi Moshe was waiting to ask a question. Rabbi Moshe, yes.
So the word idiot means the best, the mufchar. It doesn't mean edus.
No. The edus is mufchar. Edus means testimony.
So why do they call it idiot?
Testimony.
It's not like
idiot's
like the best...
No. It's edus. I hear what you're coming from, but no. I think that's an Aramaic word. Idias is a Hebrew word. Idias by Fields is an Aramaic word.
So, Masechet Idias is, after all, Jesus.
Correct. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
The Rameir Stam, those were the same one?
I lost you.
Because Havamina was, since your mayor's was two, that wins out, right?
Right.
Those weren't two separate Mishnayos?
The same Mishnah repeated multiple times. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah in different Masechtas. According to Rabbi Foreman, which I didn't know, he wrote it in Peah. He wrote it in Meisers, in Meisersheni, and he wrote it in Idias. So therefore, since he wrote it multiple times, the Gemara says that makes it a stronger Stam, the fact that Rebbe repeated it.
Why is it Trey then?
So that's Rabbi Foreman's question, and he says that Trey means multiple.
As did you.
I saw Trey was two. I didn't know that it's in a third place. But I'm not disputing Rabbi Foreman.
It's Meister Shani 5-3, Eddie is 4-5, and Peah 7-6.
Okay, again. Not questioning it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he's learning Trey means multiple. And the Gemara's question is, what difference does it make how many times Rabbi repeated it? So the Mepharshim say God had it been different Mishnayos, then two is worth more than one. But if it's the same Mishnah repeated, it's the same Mishnah repeated. I just want to be honest intellectually. The Gemara before is really a little schwer Gemara. Because the Gemara seems to be concentrating on when the guy acquires it, when it's worth one or worth two. The concept of acquisition is a raya like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't even have to get involved in how much he has to pay. Gemara concentrates on the fact that he got away with paying one. That's exactly it, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, if it's Hegdish, it's not acquired till two. If it's Hegdish, it's not acquired.
What's the answer to that?
So I think, I want to look it up, but I'm 99% sure. So I have to be intellectually honest. I thought I could ignore it, but it's not right.
Rashi alludes to it. Comment on my sir.
But then the Gemara concentrates on the price. Why did I need the price? Who cares the price?
That's right.
Right.
Nathan Salazar, I'm Meiser, the Mashika. Keep
on going.
The Rashi is talking focusing on Mashiach the whole time.
But what is the word focused on?
I know, but Rashi is explaining the Mashiach that we're reading. I saw it. But maybe our school home. Drawing here. Good translation. So he translates it here. The teacher that consecrated items can become a commoner's property only through payment, not through drawing near. That's what he how he
again, does. But during through payment. What would happen through payment?
Then it would be somebody's.
Which Rameh can't pay for a period.
He didn't pay here yet.
Again, the Mishnah is saying you gained one, but you only have to pay one, not two.
But the entry was Mashach.
Again, yeah. I'm not arguing that that's a good raya. I'm saying there's a much simpler raya. The very fact that we're talking price is a raya. So the Mepharshim speak out that if you don't buy it, you redeem it, so then the guy you took it from is allowed to keep the money. Meaning, you pay him for the right to take his miser shading to Yushalayim. You're not buying the miser, you're buying the right to take it to Yushalayim at market value. So if it went up, you should have to pay him more, because that's what the miser is worth when you're changing it into money. Whereas you hold that the Mashiach is a kinyan, so then you bought the right and it's yours. If you hold Mashiach, there's no kinyan, so it remains his miser sheni, but you're allowed to pay him for the right to take it to Shalayim when you redeem it. But then you would have to pay too. So they're saying that even Romero, you can't sell miser sheni. You can pay a guy for the right to take his Maitre Sheni to Shalayim. And you would pay him the market value. So you're not buying the Maitre Sheni. You're paying him the right. But when do you pay him that right? After you redeem it. You can't pay him before that and you don't have the right. You can't buy that right. You can redeem it and give him the money. And you take the food to your Shalayim. You can do that. Or we'll take the money to your Shalayim. But either way, it's the redemption that makes that transfer. And therefore, the question is, why pay one? You should have to pay two.
According to
Remeir. Okay. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Dr. Gemara Vayter. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, this is a Mishnah Masechet Shkalim. Behema Shenimtas Mishralayim L'migdal Eder Akimidasa L'chol Ruach. Guy's walking in between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, or the same distance in the whole circumference of Yerushalayim. Obviously, Migdal Eder is only in one direction, but it means anybody that's within a certain distance from Yerushalayim. Let me explain it again.
I'm sorry.
The guy's walking, and he finds an animal. An animal that was found in the circumference of Yerushalayim, using Migdal Eder as the distance, and then take your protractor and make a circle around Yerushalayim, it will be the same distance everywhere else. Now, the Kemidasa L'chol Ruach. So Scharim, now you have to assume that since most animals in Yerushalayim are Kurbanis, most animals that wander out of Yerushalayim are also Kurbanis. So what you really found is a carbon. It's a lost carbon. Now, the owner would love that somebody should bring the carbon for him because he knows it's a carbon. He lost it. But what kind of carbon should you bring? You found the animal. Now, you're going to take it to Yerushalayim. You're a good man. You're a tzaddik. And you want to do the right thing. You don't want to walk away and leave it there. So you go to the rabbi. The rabbi says, oh, this is a carbon. So now you have to take it to Yerushalayim to bring it as a carbon. What kind of carbon? Dr. Mishnah, scharim, if it's a male carbon, eilus. Bring it as an eila. The kevah, female, it can't be an ayla. Zibchei shlamim. That's what the Mishnah says. Very simple Mishnah at the level, at the entry level. But the problem is, frak the Gemara, scharim ayla su dahav zibchei shlamim layavu. You can have scharim that are shlamim. So granted that an akeva can't be an ayla, but a zakhar can be a shlamim, so how can you bring it as an ayla? Maybe it's a shlamim. When that Gemara is going to get to later. Chasas, Asha, Bechor, Meitzer. A lot of choices. Taida, all kinds of taida. The Gemara is going to get into the other base. What?
You found it. You lost.
So you bring it to whoever it is. You're doing the guy a favor. You're bringing his carbon.
No.
But all is every day.
And shlomim is every day.
All is every day.
Once a day. Twice a day.
That's the tzibur's karbanas. This is not the tzibur's animal. The tzibur's animal didn't go wandering out of your shalayim.
We don't know who's...
Hold on a second. The chances of this being the tzibur animal is minute.
Why?
Because they have it in the Beis HaMikdash with pens, and they check it every day, and they take care of it. They buy a bunch of animals, they put them in... Don't worry about the tzibur's animals. We're worried about the individual's animals. But we don't know which carbon it is. Yes, doctor?
You're hinging a lot of this on the phrase that the owner will be happy that you brought
it. I mentioned that because I'm a farshim too, because you're not allowed to bring in a dava without the tainai. It has to be that he wants it. If he doesn't want it, how can you bring it?
If he's obligated to make it tomorrow, hasn't he already made it tomorrow?
Again, it might be a nedava. We don't know. Neder, you would have to replace. Nedava, he doesn't have to replace.
Right.
And even if he replaces the neder, this is still an ayla. This is still a shlamim.
No, but that's the point is it doesn't make any difference to the owner.
If we know it's a neder, but if it's a nedava, it does make a difference. Again.
No, he's off the hook.
But that doesn't, again, one second. Reuven has a nedava.
Right.
And he doesn't want to bring it.
Okay.
We force him to say yes and bring it.
Okay.
It
got lost along the way.
So he's not responsible to replace it, but it's still his ayla,
exactly.
And we need his agreement to bring it.
The fact that it wandered away and he's happy about it, doesn't that mean...
Again, we can't bring his carbon without his wanting it.
It's ownerless. Why can't I...
It's not ownerless. It's his carbon.
It's gone, he's happy, he has no obligation on it.
Again, that's wonderful, but this is his carbon. Doesn't change the fact that this is his carbon.
So you're saying it's a matzias to the animal, even though the owner doesn't care.
Exactly.
Okay, which is the different thing. He's happy about it.
Well, if therefore we have to assume that he would want us to bring it. If not, we can't bring it. Let's say no.
I'm just saying I don't understand why he cares.
He didn't care. Look, he in. He separated in a dava. Why shouldn't he want to be brought? We're not talking about people that don't care about Jewishkeit. If he didn't care, he wouldn't bring the dava. Again, he was there. This is in the circumference of Jerusalem, number one. Number two, he separated the dava that he didn't have to do.
The Rashban says, Bethlehem, and not that close.
Again, I'm not going to get involved in that.
Once the shlomim is designated, it can never be changed for anything.
It's a shlomim.
You can't upgrade.
No.
Background.
Is there a source of Aveda involved in this at all?
Where? To whom? What? How?
Because you're in the circumference of Yerushalayim, that means someone can in the book more than that.
Can you please tell me how you're going to recognize an animal?
How many people lost an animal? One out of a million people.
That doesn't mean anything. If you can't prove it's his,
See, so what he brought, let's say it was a shlomim, right? He wants to eat from it, right?
Again, it's all wonderful, but this is a lost animal wandering around.
Don't they have a town square, a big dog or something, where they post things?
You can post anything you want. The guy went home after Shlomo Shigalim, didn't stick around Yerushalayim, and now you find the animal wandering around. There's no way you're going to find the owner. You're not going to find him.
How many people lose?
I don't know. I wasn't there. you're basing your question on your supposition that no, that doesn't happen. I don't know.
Rebbe say yesterday that, that there was rove with shlamim because there were so many shlamim around?
I said rove animals in Yerushalayim were shlamim.
So we go pelchim bus a rove here?
I guess the Gemara is not, it's a good point you're making, I don't have a good answer.
Didn't some people own animals that just in their pen? How do you know it was a korban?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How do you know that the animal is a korban? Maybe it was someone had a bunch of animals in their pen and they got out.
I said, let's read Rashi. He will answer your question for that.
You can say that about animals. You can say that about every item in the world.
We're not interested. We're not learning male Matthias now.
I know what I mean.
So, I mean, you want to know, I worry about a wallet at a different time. We're worried about a korbanist. This is a very, we're not interested now in Hilchos Matzias. We're interested now in what you bring as a korban. Now, if you have a problem of why announcements don't work, that's a good question. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. In Masechtas and Bava Metzia, we'll worry about things that have a siman and don't have a siman. This usually does not have a siman. It's not branded. It's a sheep. A little sheep. It's less than a year old. I've just made that up. Mark's going to talk about that later, so that's why I made it up. I didn't make it up completely out of my head. It's a little sheep. You found a little sheep wandering. Mary had a little lamb, and you found her little lamb. And she didn't make her way home.
Okay.
Yes.
Could you answer Baruch Moshe by saying that if, as we said before, this is a change in the Matthias animal, there's no rope. It is now a
change. Let's do Rashi before we give this answer, because Rashi's going to say there is rope. Dr. Rashi, Achi Gesina. Tanan Hassam. Behave as an impetus of Yerushalayim to make the latest harm by list. Shem the Chashin Hashem of Yerushalayim Yatzis. Baroi behave as Hayatis from Ben Uzvachim Heim. They are Karbonis. Rashi doesn't mention Shlomim Heim. He said they are Karbonis. Vikil Esfuki Bechol Zvachim Shiru Yilehem. And you have to assume it could be any of the Karbonis that it's possible to be. Hukuk Zachar to Chazi Laila, Sapka Laila. Zachar, that could be an Ayla, a Sum Ayla. Common parakala, the cave is zivchei shlamim. The ilubai the lack of the zvukei, and the cave can't be an ayla. Fresh the gemara shlamim lehavi bitmiya. Do mishlamim he veheichem makrav ayla. How could you bring it as an ayla?
Oh, so the question is rove, right? I mean,
no, the question is not right.
No, I'm thinking because you,
the Gemara is going to say any possible carbon that it could be, it could, we have to worry about.
That was right. You're putting it all of it. You're saying that you're not going to.
I said I didn't answer your question.
Right.
I'm not answering your question. Right. I'm just answering Dr. Schwab, who said Rive doesn't apply. Rive does apply. That's all I was trying to prove. But your question is a great question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I'm a revisor. Okay, remember a mayor said you can be mechal hegdish b'mezid? So hey, the mayor, this is a mayor talking. Here you're going to exchange this animal for other animals. You want to do a mitzvah. You want to make sure that the carbon is brought. This animal can't be brought. Because you don't know if it's an Isla or a Shlomim. But you can take two other animals and say, I'm going to take this animal and trade it, even though there's no mum, and trade it, I'm going to take this out to Chulin, b'mezid, I can do that. I can make it Chulin b'mezid, according to Meir, and I'm going to replace it with two animals, one Ayla, one Shlomim, and I cover my bases. I'm a tzaddik, not, but this guy is a tzaddik, and he wants to cover his bases, so he wants to do a favor, he's willing to spend a lot of money. So he's going to now take this animal of carbon, make it his. Quote unquote, steal it from Hegdish. For a good purpose. Again, he's going to steal it from Hegdish for a good purpose. And he's going to replace it with two animals. Doesn't have to do this, but he wants to do this. So he's going to bring an Ayla and a Shlomim, and we'll continue tomorrow. We'll talk about your question.